The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we haven't had a Hump Day edition in a while, have we? Lately, it's been Wednesday. We don't have a show. It's actually, this week's kind of going to be a Thursday. Sorry. Anyways, it's March the 14th, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we've seen a little rumor here and a little there and a little there. Still nothing concrete yet or official from Facebook, but we could be seeing a new video selection for news sometime this summer. Yes, more sources have claimed that a daily news service will launch sometime in the coming months with about 10 publishers, apparently both conventional and digital focused. Probably what this means is they're testing partnerships right now and seeing which one's going to gel well. Apparently the news clips will be about 3 minutes long and the feature will be available for about 1 year. While Facebook sees what works best. Yes, it's going to be kind of a trial and error thing, it sounds like. Pretty much what this comes down to is Facebook's way of trying to tackle fake news. In the end, it probably won't help anything. Hey, Android iOS users, and you love watching YouTube on your devices, did you notice a little something earlier? Yeah, you got a dark theme now. Yep, rolling out right now as we speak is a new dark theme for YouTube. Now, apparently this has nothing to do with updating your app, so you don't have to go check and see if you got any updates. This is something that Google/YouTube is pushing out. What you'll see is at the bottom of the screen, next time you open up your app, if it's available to you, that is, would you like to try out our dark theme? Then all you gotta do is say yes or no thanks. Now, this all has to do when the dark mode came out on their desktop site last year, and a lot of people said, hey, can we have that on our mobile too? So this is YouTube basically giving in and saying, yeah, okay, here you go. Microsoft Teams, yeah, they're kind of answer to Slack. Well, they're taking on Slack in more ways than one now. That's because they're going to get Cortana integration plus message translations. This probably all has to do with Microsoft Teams turning, can you believe this, 1 year old this week. Aw, happy birthday. The new feature, starting off with Cortana integration, will have support for voice interactions through Team-enabled devices, like your IP phones and conference room devices. Message translations, on the other hand, will allow Microsoft Teams to participate in automatically translated messages. Yeah, I'm pretty much sure that's, oh yeah, duh, that's what that means. But it is cool. It's supposed to do it in real time, automatically translate to whatever language is the set default. Plus, on top of this, they're going to also add cloud recordings for meetings and automatic transcriptions and time coding. Though they didn't actually say if that would be an added bonus for free or not. I'm probably going to go with, nah. And finally, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, our end finally today is not going to be full of fun and laughter. Although this guy really did know how to make us laugh. Talking about Stephen Hawking, yes, unfortunately, at the time of doing this show, we found out that Mr. Stephen Hawking has passed away. Of course, I'm sure you all know who Stephen Hawking is. He's actually best known for pioneering work in explaining black holes and relativity, among so many other things this great man has done. Now, of course, Stephen Hawking was affected by a motor neuron disease that he was diagnosed with at the age of 21, and unfortunately confined him to a wheelchair since the 1960s. After that, we all know that he lost his voice, which unfortunately most of us only know his computer voice, especially when we've seen him on hit TV shows like The Simpsons and, of course, The Big Bang Theory. So yes, it is kind of a sad day for the science and tech world out there. We have so much to be thankful for this great man. May you now rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for, of course, the podcast that you're listening to right now and so many others, as well as our blog and review sections over there, too. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But don't forget about our community over at our BTN Slack room, because that's where the fun is. Come on over right now if you haven't already. britishtech.slack.com. The new show. As I was saying at the first of the show, there won't be a Thursday edition. Sorry, boys and girls. But don't worry, we will be back on Friday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself one lovely hump day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.